105 Radio.
Let me speak to a proud mum who's on the radio at our invitation. Adele, Adele, good morning.
Good morning, Frank, and how are you?
I am very well. Adele McConville, Caelan McConville's mummy. Tell me what Caelan did. Was it yesterday?
Caelan done the slalom yesterday in Slademing. That's where the competition's being held, and he won a silver.
This is in the Special Olympics.
Yes, it's the Special Olympics, and it's just wonderful.
And when did he start actually doing this? Is downhill skiing we're talking about?
It is. Well, Caelan actually started skiing about 2 years ago at our local Craigavon Sports Skiability Club. And he just seemed to excel. I love it. He said he just felt free coming down the slopes. And he went on to win the Ulsters, and he went on to win the All-Irelands. And now he's representing in the World Olympics. We can't believe it because he's moved up from novice to intermediate because his times were that fast. So I don't know. Just no snowing at a gallon, Frank, you know what I mean?
But obviously, he's got the natural ability. We're talking about 13-year-old Caelan McConville. He secured a silver medal in the slalom at the Special Olympics World Winter Games in Austria. One of the youngest sportsmen from Ireland to win a medal at these games. And as you say, there ain't much snow in Ahagallen. What sort of challenge has Caelan been facing in his education?
Caelan would have very sensory issues, sort of complex sensory issues and different issues, as all children with autism and young people do have. But I just think Caelan feels so comfortable because he feels so free. And a lot of these young people would say that when they're coming down the slopes, they've no inhibition, they're just so free, you know, and it's wonderful to watch them all. Especially last night with presentations. To be honest with you, but it took a tear out of the stone. We were all crying. It was just wonderful.
And where are you at the moment? Are you over with him?
No, he's doing his time trials today. His daddy's with him. They're doing time trials for the next competition. It's in Slademing tomorrow. And so I'm actually in Filsmoo. I'm minding the grandchild while they're all out skiing, Frank. I get the good job.
This is a family effort. I like this. And the idea of him winning a silver medal, what an honour and what a credit. You mentioned the ski slope. Whereabouts has he been practising here?
The ski slope is Craigavon Skiability Club. Out in Craigavon, and it's fantastic. It's the people and the coaches are absolutely phenomenal. You know, they take a lot of time, and there's young people of all abilities and children, and it's well worth any parents sending their child to it. It's just fantastic, and that's where Caelan started in his journey.
It must be like a godsend to you to discover a sport like that that gives him such personal satisfaction, and now he's doing very well at it.
Well, we had him in other sports. We're a very sporty family ourselves, and we had him in other sports, but Caelan just didn't like a lot of contact sports. He just couldn't do it. He just felt sick, and he didn't like people touching him. So when we found us, he just took the skis, and away he went.
Listen,
you know, and he just says that it's free.
Brilliant. Send him our congratulations. And
oh, I will, Frank.
No doubt the people of Craigavon will be very proud that one of their young stars has excelled.
Yeah.
And as a mum, I'm delighted you came on with us, Adele. We heard about him, and fair play to him. Thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you, Frank. Well, hopefully there'll be another medal tomorrow when we'll keep everybody informed.
Okay, so what's he do tomorrow?
Well, now, you see, Frank, I'm not into skiing. It comes through all the wee poles. That's what I said. I'm not into skiing. So he's at competition. He's done his time trials today, and he's done very, very well. He's the fastest yet in it. So.
Yeah, what is that called I thought that was the downhill slalom. Is that not that's just going weaving round from corner to corner, but in and out through the wee poles. There's bound to be a name for that. If only I had a sports producer working on my programme,
I've been saying to people, what is it? What do you call it to come round the wee poles?
I know exactly what they do. They do the same thing in canoes, don't they? Well, he's
got it. Listen, we'll keep us all informed.
We want him to get a medal in going round the wee poles.
Yeah. Oh, well, I tell you, there's some celebrations in Ahagallen. We're just so proud of him, Frank. I can't tell you now, there wasn't a dry eye yesterday. We're very, very proud of him.
I bet you are. And quite rightly, Adele.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on. Thank you.